The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, A Pair of Glasses.
Johnny.
Huh?
Johnny, maybe you shouldn't call it. It's taking an awful chance.
There's an outdoor phone booth.
Johnny?
We're doing this my way, Carl. You don't like it, you can quit right now.
Oh, I don't want that, Johnny. You know it.
Okay.
I only thought it'd be better if there was just the two of us.
You're not supposed to think. You're still green behind the ears. I got you this far, didn't I?
Yeah, Johnny.
All right, I'll get you the rest of the way. Just leave it to me. Okay?
Sure, okay.
Drive around the block. By the time you get back, I'll be through.
All right.
Ben's Bar and Grill. Ben Fergus talking.
Put Gloria on.
Huh?
Gloria Martinez. She works there, doesn't she?
Sure, Gloria works here. Who wants to talk to her?
It's personal. Just put her on.
Hey, Gloria, call for you.
Who is it, Ben?
Some guy, wouldn't say.
Oh. Hello? Who is this?
Take one guess, honey.
Johnny?
Nobody else but Gloria.
Well, where are you?
Right here in town. You heard about it?
Oh, sure. It's in all the papers and on the radio. Oh, Johnny, I'm so glad to hear from you. When will I see you?
8:00. Your apartment. And look.
Yeah?
I want you to pick up 2 suits. One my size, 40. The other a 36.
But I...
A 40 and a 36. You got that?
Yeah, Johnny.
Okay, honey. I'll see you later.
In the spring of 1953, John Tullio, a 3-time loser serving a life sentence, escaped from prison. He was at large for 4 months. On the 23rd of September, he was captured in Columbus, Ohio. A day later, Tullio and Carl Jagger, another federal prisoner, were being arraigned before a U.S. commissioner when they made a daring and successful break for freedom. Agent Reynolds and I were placed in charge of the operation to apprehend the pair. Tullio was our prime target. And every means at our disposal were used to warn and alert law enforcement agencies in the area. Bulletins were sent out at regular intervals.
Repeat bulletin. Wanted by the FBI, John Tullio, alias Tuffy Tullio. Age, 31. Height, 5'11". Eyes, brown. Hair, brown. Special characteristic. Very poor vision. Wears eyeglasses, dark brown shell frames. It is believed that subject by this time may be in possession of a weapon. Caution. When armed, Tullio is dangerous. Repeat. Caution. When armed, Tullio is dangerous.
Gee, Johnny, it's good to have you back again.
You missed me, huh?
Ooh, like crazy. I thought I'd never see you again.
I told you they couldn't hold Johnny Tullio, didn't I?
You're something.
Not bad for a guy the other kids in the block used to call Four Eyes, huh?
I wouldn't have you any other way.
Yeah? Well, prove it.
Johnny.
Ask who it is.
All right. Who is it?
Carl.
Oh, it's okay. Come on in. Gloria? This is Carl Jagger. Carl, Gloria Martinez.
Hi.
Hello.
Fix him a drink, Gloria. You still got the jitters.
Well, I just as soon not have a drink, Johnny.
Fix it.
All right.
What about the car?
Oh, I ditched it in a vacant lot behind a factory across town.
How'd you get back here?
Cab.
To the door downstairs?
Oh, no, Johnny, no. I had him leave me off a couple of blocks away.
Okay.
We'll need another car.
We'll use Gloria's when we're ready.
Here you are, Carl.
Oh, thanks.
Well, go on. Bottoms up.
Johnny.
Come on. Make a man of you.
Oh, Johnny, maybe he...
You keep out of this. I know what's good for him. Carl?
You better, huh?
Yeah, it's great, Johnny.
Well, your new suit's in the bedroom. Put it on.
Then we'll leave it?
What's the rush?
Well, I was thinking about that cabin you told me about up at the lake.
What about it?
Well, I was figuring the faster we get up there, the better off we are.
You're not supposed to do any figuring, you remember? We'll go up to the cabin when I say we go. I think we're sitting high and dry right here. All the comforts are home. So we're staying for a while. Now get in there and try on that suit.
It was our theory that Tullio and Jagger would wait before they made any attempt to cross the state line. So we concentrated our efforts in Ohio generally and in the Toledo area specifically, where Tullio was known to have spent most of his time following his escape from prison. After intensive questioning of a local underworld character, Agent Reynolds came up with the information that Tullio had a girlfriend in town.
Steve, her name is Gloria Martinez. She's a waitress in a bar and grill over on 3rd Street.
Gloria Martinez? Yeah, that's right. She works here.
We'd like to speak to Miss Martinez.
Well, you'll have to wait. She's not doing it until 4. Gloria works from 4 to midnight. And if you were friends of hers, you'd know that.
We're not friends.
Then what do you want with her? Who are you?
We're agents of the FBI.
What?
Maybe you can be of help before we question Miss Martinez.
Look, I run an up-and-up establishment. Nothing fishy goes on here.
No one said you're under suspicion. We're only interested in Gloria Martinez.
What kind of trouble is she in?
We didn't say she was in any trouble.
Then what do you want of her?
We want to question her about a friend.
Friend?
Now, you may know him, too.
Oh, a boyfriend. Well, look, Gloria's got a lot of those. She's a very popular girl.
Here's the one we're interested in. Recognize him?
Johnny Tullio.
Well?
Yeah, sure I recognize him. His picture's in all the papers, isn't it?
You don't recognize him as a customer?
A customer, Tullio?
Perhaps under a different name?
No. He's never been in here that I can remember.
You didn't know that he and the Martinez woman were friendly?
You couldn't prove it by me. You'll have to ask Gloria about that. Like I said, she'll be in by 4, so if you want to wait, you're welcome.
We'd rather not wait. Where does Miss Martinez live?
Gloria? She's got an apartment over in Elm Street. 325.
325 Elm. Thanks.
Harry, take over the bar. I gotta make a phone call.
Our lead on the Martinez woman was confirmed when we arrived at her apartment. It was evident that she had packed and moved out quickly. Further evidence was the two men's suits we found there. Suits fitting Tullio and Jagger's builds. While I continued searching the apartment, Agent Reynolds questioned other occupants of the building. He returned shortly with additional evidence.
The woman in the front ground floor apartment saw them drive off.
The eyewitness had seen Gloria Martinez and two men leave in Miss Martinez's car. From her description, it was definitely established that Tullio was one of the men, his eyeglasses being one positive factor. We immediately obtained the registration number on the car's plates, put it on the wire in an all-points bulletin. However, for the next 2 days, no positive results.
2 days and you're getting jumpy already. You're as bad as Carl.
I just don't happen to be a nature lover, Johnny. When are we going to leave this cabin?
Just as soon as things cool off. You're sorry you came along with me, huh?
No. I want to be with you wherever you go.
All right, so relax. Just make believe you're on a vacation, okay?
All right. Johnny, that's a car.
I told you to relax, didn't I? It's only Carl coming back from the village with the groceries. It's about time, too.
Listen, I'll tell you something. I was worried all the time he was gone. He's such a nervous kid.
Oh, he's okay. He's learning. Hey, what took you so long?
Johnny.
Carl.
What's the matter with him?
Carl.
What happened?
How do I know? He's bleeding, isn't he? You know as much as I do.
Johnny. Oh,
shut up. I'll get him in the cot. All right, easy, kid. Easy now.
Johnny, cops.
The cops?
Oh, will you shut up? Just take it easy. Tell me, Carl, where are they?
In the village. Just as I was leaving, they pulled in. They tried to stop me, but I doubled back and shook them off. Oh, I had to get here to warn you, Johnny.
You're okay, kid.
Am I?
100%. I knew what I was doing when I took you on.
We got to get out of here, don't we? Don't we have to get moving?
You're right, Carl. But look, you can't come with us.
Johnny.
Look, kid, I'm thinking about you. I can't get you to a doctor. As soon as I get to a phone, I'll put in a call and tell a doctor to get over here.
Johnny, take me with you.
No, I can't, Carl. I've got to move fast. The cops will be along soon, maybe. Gloria and I have to get moving. The cops will take care of you, Carl. They'll fix you up.
Johnny?
Yeah.
The cops will try to make me talk, you know.
Ah, but they couldn't make you talk, could they, baby?
No, Johnny, you know me.
Well, okay. Gloria, you get in the car. I'll be right out. Now, Carl. Carl, you stay right here and rest, huh? Just close your eyes and rest. That's it. So long, kid. I'll be seeing you around.
Back to A Pair of Glasses in just a moment.
As most of you know, G-Man is a nickname tacked on FBI agents about 20 years ago by some gangsters, and the name stuck. The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, is part of the Department of Justice. It's a detective agency that goes after people who break federal laws. The FBI also does counterintelligence work, ferreting out spies and saboteurs. An amazing thing is that despite the extreme dangers of their responsibility, it wasn't until 20 years ago that they were given authority to carry guns. With no other weapons than courage, resourcefulness, and determination, they had to track down and bring in dangerous racketeers and spies whose business was wholesale murder. Today, however, you'll find the typical FBI agent may be a lawyer, accountant, or a specialist in some other profession specially trained to scientific police methods, handy with any type of weapon. Gentlemen all, until somebody gets rough, then look out, Buster.
And now, Act Two of tonight's story, A Pair of Glasses.
Alerted by our bulletins, the sheriff of a northern Ohio county had spotted Gloria Martinez's car leaving the village of Glenview and identified the driver and sole occupant as Carl Jagger. After a chase during which the sheriff fired several rounds of ammunition, the fugitive eluded him. Agents of the Bureau were poured into the district, and in cooperation with local law enforcement agencies, an intensive search of the area was made. Agent Reynolds and I stood by at the Toledo field office, waiting reports.
All right, Phillips, I'll tell Steve. We'll be standing by here waiting further reports. Steve, they located Jagger in a cabin up at Crystal Lake.
What about Tullio and the Martinez woman, Dave?
Jagger was alone and dead.
Oh.
Shot through the head, close range.
Tullio.
Seems so. There was another bullet wound in the shoulder. That one obviously from the sheriff's gun. Looks as if Tullio didn't want to give Jagger a chance to talk.
Nothing on Tullio or Gloria Martinez.
Well, the Martinez woman was at the cabin, all right. They found hairpins and traces of face powder.
Her car?
Gone. Knowing Tullio, he's most likely abandoned it by this time.
Yeah, Dave. But the question is, where? The question was answered that night. The car was found in a wooded area 15 miles from a suburban section of Toledo. It was altogether possible that Tullio felt safer in returning to the city to hide out.
You heard it over the radio. They'll be looking for us up near the lake, and here we are back in town, right under their noses. So will you stop worrying?
That is not what's bothering me.
Well, then what?
Carl.
Carl?
Yes?
Look, it was him or us.
How do you know?
I know.
Maybe he wouldn't have talked.
I told you we couldn't take the chance.
Well, I would have.
You're not running this show.
He was a nice kid.
Oh, will you stop that?
I keep seeing his face, the way he looked at you.
Oh, can it?
Honest, I don't even know you now.
You don't know me? What kind of talk is that? I'm Johnny Tullio. I'm the same guy you always knew.
No, Johnny.
Look, what did you tell me all along? You said you wanted to be with me no matter what, didn't you? You said you liked everything I said and did.
But not killing Carl.
Oh, now, don't start that again. It's over. Finished. Forget about it, will you?
I wish I could.
Okay, honey. I'll show you how to forget. Come here.
No, no, don't.
Oh, come on.
No,
come
no, please, please,
no,
let
no,
me go.
No, no, don't start playing hard with me.
Please, can't you understand? I don't want it from you or anybody else. Please, don't. Don't.
Hey. Hey, my glasses. You broke them.
You
broke them.
What did you do that for? I asked you to let me alone.
Both lenses you broke. How far can I get without these glasses?
I'm sorry, but I
did. Oh, you're sorry.
Oh.
Well, you're going to be sorry, all right. Good and sorry.
Search for Johnny Tullio continued on an all-out day and night basis. But the main and telling lead came about in a most unexpected manner. A phone call to the field office late in the afternoon of the 28th.
This is Gloria Martinez. I want to come in and talk about Johnny Tullio.
The first thing we wanted to hear from Gloria Martinez, and the first thing she told us, was Tullio's hiding place. The Star Hotel on 4th Street, room 413. Squads were rushed to the area. The hotel was surrounded. But Tullio had already gone.
But he was there when I left. He was napping on the couch when I sneaked out.
You have no idea where he might have gone?
No.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm telling you everything I know. That's why I came here to tell you everything.
Because he hit you, Miss Martinez?
No.
Then what?
Because of what happened to Carl Jagger.
You said you weren't there when he killed Jagger.
What I meant was I was outside the cabin. I heard the shot and I came back and saw what happened. I didn't know he was going to kill Carl. I didn't think he was going to do anything like that.
Then you were afraid he'd do the same to you.
The way he is now. Anybody who gets in his way, he'd just as soon kill him as look at him. Believe me.
We believe you. And we want to stop him before he gets too far.
Well, I don't think he'll get too far for a while.
Why? What do you mean?
His eyeglasses.
Hmm?
That's why he beat me up. He was trying to kiss me. I didn't want him to. I didn't even want him to come within a yard of me. I was scared of him. I told you.
Well, what about his glasses?
Well, by mistake, I knocked them off. That's why he hit me.
The glasses broke?
Both lenses cracked. He's got bad sight, you know.
We know.
He can't see 5 feet in front of him without them. That's why I say he can't get too far until he has his glasses fixed.
By virtue of the information supplied us by the Martinez woman, the pattern of the next step in our operation was automatically laid out for us. Every optician and optometrist in the area was notified to be on the lookout for Tullio, and each was given a strong warning.
I'm a stranger in town. I saw your name in the phone book and I came over.
These lenses are pretty badly cracked.
I knocked them off the bathroom sink while I was shaving. You can make me a new set, without my getting an examination?
Oh, yes, we can work from these, I'm sure.
Oh, fine. I didn't want to waste a lot of time. I'm a traveling salesman just in town for a day. I'm due in Columbus in the morning, you see.
Yeah, you couldn't get very far without these, that's obvious.
You tell me. I've been stuck with glasses since I was a kid.
Oh, they're not so bad.
Well, not as long as they're in good shape, but a thing like this can set you back, especially when you need them like I do.
Yes. The price will be $15.
Oh, that's okay. I'll wait till you get them fixed up.
Well, it'll be at least 2 hours.
Oh. Well, okay, I'll be back in 2 hours.
Operator, quickly,
get me the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
When the call came in from the optical shop, we moved into the final phase of our operation. We were as concerned with the public safety as we were with apprehending Tullio. Agents were stationed at strategic points to ensure that Tullio could not escape once he had entered the store. Agent Reynolds and I were in the shop, waiting.
Steve, there's a signal from Mills. Tullio's coming into the block now.
Reynolds took up his position just inside the door leading to the workroom in the rear. I took up mine behind the counter. Yes, sir?
I left a pair of glasses here to be fixed.
Your name?
I didn't leave my name. The other man said they'd be ready now.
Mr. Hill.
Look, I don't know what his name is. All I know is he said my glass would be ready in 2 hours, and it's 2 hours.
Well, Mr. Hill's out now.
I don't care where he is. I need those glasses.
Well, I'll check on them. If you'll just have a seat for the moment.
Okay.
That's far enough, Tullio.
Huh?
Just stand there right where you are and don't turn around. I said don't turn.
What is this?
FBI. Dave.
He's covered from here, Chief.
Get his gun, Dave.
Oh, never mind. I'll get it. I'll get you, too.
Agent Reynolds and I returned Tullio's fire. He died before the ambulance arrived. Gloria Martinez was brought to trial for aiding and abetting an escaping fugitive. She was found guilty as charged. But because she willingly contributed materially to the capture of Johnny Tullio, her sentence was lessened. And we closed the file on the case, which was brought to a finish by a pair of glasses.
In tonight's story, Ralph Bell played the part of Johnny Tullio. Leslie Woods was Gloria Martinez. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Ed Adamson. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The FBI in Peace and War has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.